I have a lot of questions today. The first question that I have is, do you know yourself? Do you know who or what you are? And the question I have today again, that also is my title, are you really different? Are you really different? If you want to be a true follower of Christ, it means that you have to be different in your way of life from others in this world. You have to think differently, to live differently, act differently, be different from everyone else. When the masses of humanity go to the left, you have to be able to go to the right way of God, as a true Christian. You have to swim against the flow. You have to be aware of the difference between right and wrong. And as to become aware of what God expects of one. I have many questions that we have to face seriously. Are you really different from others? Do you live differently than others? Do you act differently than others? Are we differently than others? Did God like us? Or are we going with the flow of mass? Do we do what others expect from us? Do we want to be more pleasing to others? Do we want to live up to the expectations of the people? Do we want to be in agreement with the world? What do we expect from this world? And what and how do we live in this world? John said in 1 John chapter 5 and 19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. The German Good News Bible says, we know, and the question is, do we really know that? We know that we are from God, but the whole world is in the violence of the devil. And the world is really, really bad and wicked. So with wars and suffering, cruel politics, destruction around the world, floods on the one hand, heat waves on the other side, famines are getting worse. Poverty is growing all over the world. Nothing is going to be really good or better. It's getting worse. It's no matter where you live. The question is that your world? Do you love this world how it is? And there we are not at the end of the flagpole. There comes more and more. It will be much worse, but God has brought us into this world to show us something, so we can learn something. God shows us how Satan destroys his creation. God shows us what a task lies ahead to make this world a better place when Christ comes back. God tells us that we are only visitor of this world. That's it. We are only visitor. This world is not our permanent place of life. Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, I read it from the New King James Version and verse 11 to 13. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme. Let us read in Hebrews 11 and 13. These all are Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, and bright them of confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Can we also say, I am not of this world? I am only, really only visitor. I am preparing the rule under Christ to make this world a better place in the millennium? Or do we like the world as it is? So many beautiful materials, things to deal with them. Sex without being married. That's so much easier not to be married. You have to be socially acceptable. A little bit of lies, or a bit of smoking, or you don't have to put everything so on the gold scale. Everything is too overrated. To live according to the commandments of God, that's just not possible. You cannot do this today anymore. You have to break the law just a little bit. The point is, we have to understand that after our calling, especially after our baptism, we cannot and should no longer live in wrong harmony with this world. No way. What did Jesus Christ say to his disciples? Well, it for us today. Let us read John 14 and verse 18 to 21. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. You will live also. Christ addresses eternal life. Do we even want to enter eternal life? Verse 20. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments. The question is, whose commandments? Christ's commandments, that God of the Old Testament. He said, he who has my commandments and keep them, keep in your heart. It is who loves me. We are love Jesus Christ and God. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And that's it. How important is it for us to be different? If we don't want to be different, we have a big, big problem. If we think we can be like the world, maybe with fib or little lies, that would be a big problem, and God doesn't compromise. Never, ever. A lie is what it is. It is a lie, and it is against God's command. Some believe it's just fine to maintain his own problems while changing from one organization to another. If we mean we can go to another organization and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles there and keep the Sabbath a little bit here, and so on, what do you mean? This is self-deception and means that one also lies to God. You lies yourself. They cut themselves off from the body of Christ. It is even worse if you are back in the world, in wrong harmony with it. You are cut off from the grapevine as a vine, and you can't bring more fruit. You can't bring more fruit. So you can visit as many organizations as you want. That's no use. No way. You will continue to carry your problems through your lives, and it will get worse with you more and more. The formula for true life is repent. A true repent. That is what we have to do. If we can't or don't want to be different, Christ said to us, get away from me, you, the offender that transgresses the law. And get away from me, I don't know you. Once again, the questions. Are we really ready to be different? Are we ready for the return of Jesus Christ? Are we ready to be born again? And are we ready for the kingdom of God? Are we ready for all of them? We have to be different. Have we understood the knowledge of God and keep it in us? In our hearts, not only in the minds. So what do we have to do to be different? Paul gives us an answer in Ephesians. Ephesians 5. And the first verse is 11. We begin with verse 10 to understand what means. Finding out what is acceptable of the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Verse 14. Therefore he says, awake, awake you who sleep. Do we sleep? Are we awake? Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. To understand all the commandments, what we have to do. So that's, he says, wake up. Wake up, what means? Do everything what is good and be different. Then Jesus Christ will enlighten you that you can understand what he wants from us, what he wants from you. It's your life. It's your life. You need to know what is good for you and for God. You have to be one with God and Jesus Christ. Let us read verse 17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do we understand? Are we different? On what we concentrate, there is our focus. And where our focus is, there is our ultimate goal, whatever it is. God knows. Hopefully, we too. The question is, are you really different? And what I can say to the end, go to the mirror. Go to the mirror. And ask yourself, look in your face, am I really different? Look in your face and ask yourself, am I really different?